This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado won't be getting a statewide mask mandate anytime soon. Governor Polis told CPR he's against the move because the medical emergency phase of the pandemic is over. He says if people choose not to wear a mask or get vaccinated, it's their own fault if they end up in the hospital. After those comments to CPR, Polis released a statement saying he supports local public health officials taking action to stop COVID. Meanwhile, the mayor of Pueblo is asking his county health board to implement an indoor mask mandate. But CPR's Dan Boyce says Mayor Nick Gratisar's request has opposition.
Mayor Gratisar says capacity at both of Pueblo's hospitals has been above 90% for weeks now.
They're shipping other medical cases to other hospitals, including we had to ship a patient to La Junta because they didn't have a bed for him here.
Gratisar submitted a letter asking for a countywide indoor mask mandate until the end of January, though he says even a member of the health board he contacted organized an effort against people signing on to the letter. The city already requires masks in schools and government buildings. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And in sports, Trey McBride of the CSU Rams has won the John Mackey Award for best tight end in college football. The Fort Morgan native is projected to be a high pick in next year's NFL draft. Well, a chilly morning around Denver. It's currently 18 degrees, but with wind chill, it feels a lot colder, but it'll warm up this afternoon. This is CPR.